We were talking about light, and you were saying that light can affect time. Is there any way to prove that?
Right. Well, there is, in fact, and this is one of the things that I mentioned in my my book, Time Traveler, is the fact that you can, because of the fact that since light has energy, and remember the famous E=mc²,
uh-huh.
That means that you can consider that if light has energy, it has almost like a mass sort of equivalent, and since mass can create gravity, then the energy of light, even though light doesn't have mass, it can create gravity too. And you could do, if you have a strong enough light beam, you could actually show that time is slowing down. And what my idea is to actually not use a single, is to use a light beam, but not just simply have it moving in a single direction, but to create a circulating light beam. And you might say, you know, how do you create a circulating light beam and what does this do? You can actually create it a number of different ways. You could actually set up a series of mirrors and have a light beam. If you think of a square, say, and you have four mirrors at each corner of the square,
right?
Then you could actually have a light beam coming from one of the mirrors, hitting each mirror at each corner and going around the square. That would create a circulating beam of light. And what this light does is, one of the things that we haven't talked about is what gravity is in Einstein's theory. We think of gravity as being something that is sort of a pull of one object on another. In other words, the sun pulls on the Earth, or the
right.
Earth pulls on us. But what you have to remember in Einstein's theory is that that pull of gravity is actually something of an illusion, that in Einstein's theory, gravity is actually a bending of space. That's something we can't see. Now, this is going to take a little bit of explanation for me to make clear what I mean by a bending of space. Let's use an example of, let's say, something like a trampoline. Let's say you have a rubber sheet, a taut rubber sheet.
Right.
And suppose that you take a bowling ball and you put it on that rubber sheet. Now, think of the rubber sheet as representing empty space. And think of this bowling ball that you're going to put on it as representing something like the sun. Now, if you put the bowling ball on the rubber sheet, it's going to cause the rubber sheet to bend, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Now, suppose that you took a little marble and you were to set it on the rubber sheet somewhere, some point away from the bowling ball. What's going to happen?
It's going to run right down toward the bowling ball.
Exactly. Now, suppose that the rubber sheet that's there, suppose it's transparent. So it's there, but you can't see it anymore, all right?
Right, right.
So all you can see now is the bowling ball and the marble. So what would you think then when you have the marble there as it's rolling towards the bowling ball? You would think that somehow the bowling ball is pulling on the marble because you can't see the rubber sheet anymore, right?
You certainly would, yes.
Exactly. Well, that is the basis of Einstein's great discovery about gravity. What he said is that the sun is curving the empty space around it.
I just got it.
Okay? And
yes.
The Earth is just simply like that marble that is moving around the curvature that's created. And it looks to us like it's a pull of the sun on the Earth, but it isn't. It's actually the sun bending the empty space around it, and the Earth is just moving in that bent space.
Got it. You're actually the first person who's been able to explain that to me in a way I can understand. I'm sure a lot of the audience just got it as well. Huh.
Thank you. But that's the point. The thing is that what matter can do is actually bend space. And light can do the same thing. Light can actually cause space to bend. Okay? Now, in Einstein's theory, not only does space get affected, but time gets affected by matter. Now, the bending of time, space and time in Einstein's theory are linked to each other. In other words, whatever you do to space, it affects time. Now, you might say, how does this bending of time look? Well, this bending of time looks to us like what we call the slowing down of a clock. In other words, the way in which we see the bending of time is that a clock slows down. So whenever I was talking about here on the Earth is actually curving the space around it. And we here on the Earth, even though we can't see it, that's what keeps us to the surface of the Earth.
More like the marbles.
Right, exactly. And the bending of time that results from that bending of space is the slowing down of the atomic clock. Now, coming once again back to light, light will also cause space to become bent. But if you have a circulating light beam, like this bouncing of light around the mirrors I was telling you about,
yes, sir,
will actually cause a twisting of space. Now, how can you imagine what this twisting of space would look like? Well, imagine that you have a cup of coffee sitting in front of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And think of the coffee in your cup as being empty space. And think of the of your spoon. Suppose you take your spoon and think of your spoon as being like the circulating light beam, this light beam that's going around from mirror to mirror, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you take your spoon and stir your coffee, what happens to your coffee? Your coffee starts swirling around, right, creating
correct,
a little vortex.
That's
well,
right.
That's what the circulating light beam will do. The circulating light beam will actually cause a stirring of empty space. In other words, a sort of a vortex of space. It's like swirling of water down the drain of your sink. But you can't see it. So you might say, well, if I can't see it, how do I know it's there? Well, in the case of the coffee, if you put a little sugar cube into the coffee, all right, as the coffee's swirling around, it'll move the sugar cube around, right?
Yes, of course.
In the case of the empty space, what I have proposed is that if you take a little particle that's called a neutron, okay, this is a subatomic particle. It's part of the atom. And if you stick it in the empty space, it turns out that this neutron will actually get twisted around in the empty space. So you'll be able to see that the space is being twisted by looking at what happens to the neutron, a neutron, if you put it into space, as the circulating light is going around.
Mm-hmm. So you would actually be able to see the motion that you were desiring.
Exactly. Now, yeah, once again, remember what I said about space and time being linked in Einstein's theory. Whatever happens to space happens to time. And what my calculations showed, once again, anchored in Einstein's theory, is that not only does space get twisted, but eventually, if you cause the twisting to be strong enough, time will get twisted into a loop as well. Now, what does this mean? Unconsciously, all of us are moving along a timeline, a straight line from the past to the present to the future. In other words, to give you an example, suppose that you took a piece of paper and you put a straight line on the piece of paper. And on the line, this line is going to represent time.
Right.
And at the bottom of the line, you're going to put yesterday, the past. At the middle of the line, you're going to put today, the present. And at the top of the line, you're going to put the future, tomorrow. Okay?
Right, right.
All of us in our lives move along this timeline from yesterday to today to tomorrow. Now, imagine that you took this piece of paper with a line on it, and you curved it into a circle, into a loop, and you connected the top part of the line with the bottom of the line. Okay?
Right.
Now, you're on this loop. You can move from the past along the line to the present. You can continue along the line to the future. But remember now, you've taken this straight line and made it into a circle. That means you can actually move along this line from the future back to the past.
Got it.
So by twisting space into a loop, you can actually travel back into the past. And that's the core of my discovery, that two parts of my discovery. That circulating light will cause a twisting of space and ultimately a twisting of time. And along those, that twist of time, you could go back into the past.